Support for KCUR's Up to Date comes from the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, presenting A Frame of Mind, a new podcast taking a look at race in America through the lens of the museum's past, present, and future. Available now, wherever you listen to podcasts. Learn more at nelson-atkins.org.
This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. Wildfires in the state of Kansas last month serve as a reminder that climate change is very much here and it isn't going anywhere anytime soon. In the fight against climate change, Kansas could be uniquely positioned to be a climate leader thanks to its prairie ecosystem. It's not often that people have considered Kansas to be in this position. We're joined now by someone who believes that to be the case, though, that Kansas is in a great position to lead the nation. That's Susan Ehrlich. She's a leader with the Kansas City chapter of Mothers Out Front. That's a nonprofit comprised of mothers pushing for more green energy to leave a better environment for the next generation. She recently wrote an op-ed in the Kansas Reflector explaining why she believes Kansas has a great opportunity to lead in this area. Susan, good morning. It's nice to have you.
Good morning, Steve. I'm thrilled to be here.
So before we get into your op-ed, let's talk about the nonprofit Mothers Out Front. Susan, you're one of the new leaders for the Kansas City chapter of that organization. What's your mission? What does the group do?
Mothers Out Front is a national organization with local chapters. Our mission is to mobilize parents to fight climate change on behalf of our kids. We're seeing the effects of climate change now. What's it going to be like when my kids are my age? This is an issue for parents because parents want the best possible future for their kids. For me, there are two key factors here. First of all, we are in a critical decade. Between 2020 and 2030 is our chance to determine what direction climate change is going to take. And then the second one for me personally is that in 2030, my kids will still only be 11 and 14. They won't get a say in what we do to their climate. So as their mom, I need to do it for them. And that's what Mothers Out Front is doing.
So how do you plan to go about reaching those goals, Susan?
We're organizing parents to speak up about climate change in schools and local government. We're trying to give climate change, which is often a kind of a dry technical issue, that moral and emotional face. So we show up to council meetings, we meet with council members, and we vote.
What kind of reaction do you get?
You know, we are getting positive reactions. There are members of the Kansas City, Missouri City Council who are very interested in ideas about how to be a climate leader.
What are some of the issues that you're coming across at city council meetings that appear to be related to climate change?
So first, I want to give Kansas City some credit. We are doing some great things in this city. Fare free transit is a really good example of climate leadership. And Kansas City recently voted to electrify its municipal fleet. So that's great. Moving forward, we are working on encouraging the city to update its climate action plan. That was written in 2008. And we want it updated to be stronger. So our goal is to make the city carbon free by 2030. We want to increase the clean energy that's available to Kansas Cityans. We want the city to adopt more efficient building codes that make sure that new buildings are energy efficient and ready for electric cars and appliances. We're pushing to end methane leaks from natural gas pipelines in our neighborhoods. And we want improvements in bike, pedestrian, and transit infrastructure.
So
we're also going to be,
I was going to say, you wrote this op-ed in the Kansas Reflector trying to point out how Kansas is perfectly positioned to be an energy leader. What about the state's ecosystem makes it so uniquely suited to become a national leader on this front?
So if you have ever been out on a field or on a prairie in Kansas, you've noticed that it's super windy and super sunny. We're in the top five windiest states and the top 10 sunniest states. We are actually about as sunny as Florida is. And the energies of the future are wind and solar, which basically means we hit the jackpot for the energy transition.
You say the prairies of Kansas also put the state in a good spot when it comes to sequestering carbon. How so?
So carbon sequestration works by using plants. Plants inhale carbon dioxide and exhale oxygen. They put that carbon molecule in the ground, which is exactly where we need it to go. So the healthier and more biodiverse the soil, the more carbon it can hold. Unplowed prairie has centuries-old root systems, which makes it an amazing carbon sink. But the flip side is that when you plow, you release all that carbon back into the air. And that includes annual plowing in traditional agriculture. I like to be an optimist, and that means that we have lots of room for improvement. We should be using no-till, permaculture, and conservation to make sure that we have the healthiest possible soil. And we should be advocating for policies that pay farmers and other landowners to have that healthy soil and thereby sequester carbon.
But some farmers are moving on that front, right?
That's true. Yes.
You know, really leaning into the business of green energy could also be an economic boom for the state of Kansas, you point out. Tell us about that.
That's true. So Kansas is doing a great job building out its wind energy. We're getting about 40% of our energy from wind, or electricity from wind, but we're way behind on solar. And that means that we have a big opportunity to cash in on how sunny we are and how windy we are, and produce energy for the region. We could be the new Permian Basin for clean energy.
What's holding us back when it comes to capitalizing on solar energy?
Well, we are seeing some misinformation having to do with solar energy. And a lot of times when you follow the money, it's a cliche, but it's often true, you find that misinformation is coming from people who profit by making climate change worse. So misinformation is holding us back. We're starting to see misinformation resulting in people showing up to public meetings in a very loud, very obvious way. And that is having a disproportionate effect on our policy.
Does the state of Kansas, what does it need to do to push people in the direction of solar energy?
Well, I have mostly focused on what's happening at the local level. Mm-hmm. And there was a solar farm that was proposed down in Gardner. And it was a great project. It was going to be a really good template for the state of Kansas. The Johnson County Planning Department worked on drafting regulations that would be a really good statewide template. And unfortunately, misinformation motivated people to show up and oppose the project. And Johnson County in December passed some regulations that are likely to kill the project and unfortunately could result in fewer solar proposals in Kansas.
There's also efforts, other efforts out there that are anti-green. I've read that Reno County has banned all new wind projects. What's happening there?
That's a very similar issue where you have misinformation out there. Our former president even mentioned that he thought that it might be possible that windmills could cause cancer. That's clearly untrue, but that's If you believe that, that's scary. And so you would show up to oppose a project in your community. This is a huge problem because our green energy transition is going to have a different footprint than our current energy generation. And so projects are going to go into new places. And if we have a strong not in my backyard movement with green energy, it will hold us back.
So misinformation and combating that appears to be something that your group's going to have to be engaged in.
That's correct. And what I see Mothers Out Front's role is to show up and support good projects. It really matters if you believe in climate change, if you believe it's real, and you think we should be doing something about it. You should be showing up to local meetings. You should be talking to your elected leaders and letting them know that, because people who believe misinformation are showing up and talking to them as well.
To what extent is your group attracting moms like you who share your concerns about the future of the country when it comes to its climate and concerns about their own kids and the world they're going to be inheriting?
We have a dedicated group of leaders. We also have a group of members who show up when we put out a call to action. I think that a lot of people are worried about climate change. A lot of parents know that it's an issue, and we just need to be talking about it. And the good news is the solutions are there. We just need to show up and put our support behind them.
Do you think that, you know, recent weather events like the wildfires we saw last month across our state are serving as something of a wake-up call for some people that, hey, climate change is an issue right here on our doorstep as well?
Absolutely. You know, in Kansas, we've been really fortunate to mostly experience climate change as extra pleasant days in November and December. We've been spared the worst effects in these early days. But it would be a mistake to think that good fortune is the same as invincibility. And the drought and devastation of the wildfires in December, one of those fires was the size of Wyandotte County, as one of your prior guests mentioned. And we've had some just strange weather patterns that we haven't seen before and we don't really have names for. I think that's bringing home the reality of climate change to Kansans. And it's time to start talking about it, and it's time to start putting our weight behind the solutions to the problem.
Okay, that's Susan Ehrlich. She's a leader with the Kansas City chapter of Mothers Out Front. That's a nonprofit comprised of mothers pushing for more green energy. Susan, thanks for joining us. Good luck with your work. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much.